Could we turn to Luke chapter 8, please? From verse 43. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And we know the Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his holy, infallible, unchangeable word. Shall we pray? Gracious God, Father in heaven, we thank thee once again that you have brought us into the house of prayer, the house of the Lord, to listen and learn of thy wonderful ways, the ways of God. These are the ways that we yearn to walk in. We ask, gracious God, that you will enable us to walk in your wonderful ways and follow the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. This is a woman with incredible faith. Jesus marveled twice. Once he marveled at incredible faith, and once he marveled at incredible disbelief. Here, I marvel at this woman and her faith. Jesus did many, many wonderful miracles in his 3 years ministry. He went about doing good. Thousands and thousands of people would have been saved in his ministry. He would preach all day, but also he would be doing miracles, showing the people the love that God has for humanity, and wanting his people to go about showing this love to other human beings. This is what God's word is all about. And we see God's amazing love here in these verses. In verse 43, we are told, And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. This woman had a physical problem. A physical problem. And I believe this is a gender issue, a female problem. So we're not going to go any further on that. And we are told she suffered with this condition for 12 long years. People in this congregation know what it's like to suffer with long-term conditions. And sometimes people don't know where to turn to. This woman wouldn't have known where to turn to at times in her physical pain. She wouldn't have known where to go to, because also there was a spiritual problem here, wasn't there? If we turn to Leviticus 15, I'm going to read verse 19. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even. Now I'm going to go from verse 25. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation, and whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation, and whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. So this woman has got serious physical issues in her life. And I believe she's a spiritual woman, but she can't go to the temple now. She just cannot go to the temple. And remember, this condition lasted for 12 years until the Lord came along. Now this must have been really, really difficult for a spiritual woman not to enter the temple. And maybe, just maybe, she will have lost friends who she thought were good friends because she was considered unclean. And what about her financial hardship? She wouldn't have been able to work. There are all sorts of problems here that this woman has. But yet, I believe she remained faithful to God. During our problems, the issues that affect our lives, maybe physical, maybe emotional, maybe psychological, maybe spiritual, I don't know what they are, but we know what they are as individuals. Are we taking our problems to God? Because He is the only one that can truly help us. Being without money, she'd have been hungry. What about the clothing that she needs? And maybe she was renting her house. How would she survive without working? How would she actually survive? She would survive because the Lord was helping her. That's how we survive as Christians. In our problems, in our extreme problems, we can only look upon the Lord, and He shall help us, because He doesn't cast any aside. If we call upon His name, He will help us. In verse 44, we are told, she came behind him and touched the border of his garments. She came from behind. So Jesus must have walked past. I mean, there may have been people on both sides of a road, a dusty road. And Jesus walked by. He walked by this woman. But this woman wasn't giving up. She was determined. She had a determination that when we go through our trials and our tribulations, we need this sort of determination. This is how this has spoke to me. The determination of this woman has really spoke to me here. She wouldn't give up. She leant out and touched the hem of his garments. In Numbers 15, from verse 37, the Lord is speaking to Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they may make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring when ye were in the world, that is, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. We can see here tassels. And these tassels represented the laws of God. And some of the more spiritual Israelites would no doubt have had 613 tassels representing the 613 laws of Israel. The colour blue. What was the colour blue for? Oh, the colour blue was to speak of heaven itself. That's what the colour blue was there for. To speak of heaven. She came behind him and touched the border of his garments, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. She was healed immediately. As soon as she touched the hem of the Lord's garments, those tassels, as soon as she touched them, she was healed. Now, it wasn't the tassels that healed her. It was the person who was wearing the robe with the tassels. It was the person himself that saved her from these terrible pains that she was having. That's who it was. In verse 45, we are told, And Jesus said, Who touched me? Jesus knew somebody had touched him. And there was no doubt people coming towards him and touching him. But Jesus felt virtue. Jesus felt power leave him. He felt healing power leave him. Healing power that this woman believed he had. Do we honestly feel, do we honestly believe that the Lord has this healing power? Do we truly believe the scriptures, what we read? Do we truly believe these? I truly hope and pray that we all believe who touched me? When all denied, Peter's always the first one to shout, isn't he? Always the first one to speak up. He was shy, just like me. Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Master, how can we know who touched you? There's people touching you from all over. Oh, Master, Master, Master. Please, how could we know that? But Jesus asked the question, because he knew power had left him. But he asked the question, knowing who had touched him. Because he's God. He knew what was going to happen. And he walked past at the precise moment in time that he knew that woman could just touch him. In the crowds, he walked past at that moment in time where he knew, because he's in control of all things. He is God. Jesus is the God-man. And he walked past at just the right time. And the Lord we believe in comes to us at just the right time. It may not be the first watch. It may not be the second watch. It may not be the third watch. But it will be the fourth watch. Maybe at the last minutes, when we are at our utter extremities, we don't know where to turn to. We turn to that person. We turn to that person. We turn to everybody in the world. And nobody can help us. And then we remember, there's a God in heaven who sent his Son. We remember then, and then we ask the Lord for help. Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Verse 47, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. As I said, this is truly incredible, incredible faith. And I marvel at the faith of this woman. I truly marvel at the faith of her. But Jesus is saying this because he wants the woman to come forwards. He wants this woman to come forwards and acknowledge what Jesus had done for her. That was what he wanted. He wasn't wanting the woman to tell everybody what was wrong with her. He just wanted a confession of faith. A confession of faith. And he got it. He got it, didn't he? This woman came trembling and falling down before him. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. She was trembling before the Lord. She was trembling. Have any of us ever trembled when coming to the Lord in prayer? Have we? Because I feel we should. I truly feel that we should. This is an example of how we should live our lives. And in our greatest need, I tell you, we do come before the Lord, trembling, with tears flowing down our eyes, in heartache, heart pain. We do that. I know about that. I've been there. But I saw the Lord's hand in all my trials and troubles at that time. I saw the Lord's hand. And I knew somehow He would help me. Just as He's helped this woman here. This woman's gone 12 years and she didn't know how she could be helped. She didn't know if anybody could help her. But when she heard about Jesus, oh, she wanted to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I truly want to see Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bow. I'm going to bow before Him in adoration, humble adoration. That's what I'm going to do before King Jesus when I see Him. This woman came trembling and falling down before Him. She declared unto Him before all the people for what cause she had touched Him and how she was healed immediately. How she was healed immediately. And Jesus said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Go in peace. If we now turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Here, this speaks of the power of Jesus and why He came. It speaks of salvation, the healing power of our Lord. We saw the healing power physically, and now we're going to see it in salvation. This woman confessed what Jesus had done for her. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, this woman believed with all her heart, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. He's rich in mercy. Rich in His tender mercy to all those that call upon Him. There's a world out there that needs Him so much. And they don't know it. They're ignorant. They're in ignorance. Verse 13, for whosoever, that's you, that's me, that's everybody out there in the world, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The Lord is in complete power. Complete and utter power of everything that is not just happening in this world, but everything that is happening in the universe. The universe. The Lord isn't, He has all power. And He created the universe in 6 days with the power of His word. But do you want to know something? It took a greater thing to save mankind. The Father's Son had to come down and pay the penalty for our sins. There was no other way that could be found. God's Son had to come down here and pay the price for you and for me. And all we have to do is believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. Shall we pray? Gracious God, Father in heaven, we thank thee, Father God, for the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Every word is truthful. From the first verse of Genesis 1 to the last verse of Revelation. Gracious God, what a wonderful God you are. And we ask, Father in heaven, that you will increase our faith. Increase our faith in the Holy One of Israel. And Father in heaven, gracious God, grant each of us in here more of a love for thy precious, precious word, because he is precious. Amen.